gonna leave it about 6 or 8 inches long, and then trim the rest of it down to make a handle where you could use it with your hand.
I see. And the idea was that would hit a, well, maybe you better explain it. I'm not a writer.
Well, you know how froes fix, don't you?
That's like a wedge, right?
Well, it's something like a foot long, piece of thick metal, something like 1/2 inch by 2 inches wide. And it, put the handle for it, just bend it around and make an eye and one end for the handle. And you set that on a block of wood and hit it with that fro-maul. The reason to use that wood like that was to keep from battering your back of your fro.
I see. And the fro has sort of a handle? Is that
The handle would stick straight up and down. So you set that on a block of wood and hit the fro and make it go in, and then you use your hammer for a lever to...
Mm-hmm. I see. I see. I don't think I've ever seen a fro. In fact, I've seen pictures of it. And the idea was to start a cut in the wood and then be able to...
Mm-hmm. To prise that so that you can make your shingle split out the way you wanted it.
Mm-hmm. How did you keep things sharp? For example, did you ever use a scythe?
Yes. We had a scythe blade and then the oat cradle. And great long blade, and we had a grind rock, a grindstone. You got up there and turn that thing till you give out.
which is a grind rock and which is a stone?
Well, it's same. We call
same
them,
thing.
Sometimes call it grindstone, sometimes grind rock.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering what you used in the kitchen to sharpen knives, something smaller?
Yes, wet rock.
You'd have a
wet stone.
So, incidentally, how did your dad sharpen his razor?
With a razor strap and a hone and a rock.
Mm-hmm. And, by the way, did you tell me, did he have his own mug?
Yes. Brush.
What kind of, you wouldn't use that
lye soap? No, he would buy a regular shaving soap for that.
Mm-hmm. And just lather up with anything ornamental that you remember about the...
No, there wasn't. I've got his old mug somewhere. I don't know where it is. My wife put it away somewhere. It's around here.
And it was the handle of the... of the brush, ivory or anything?
No.
I guess sometimes those became very ornamental. As a kid, I remember a bar in the barber shop.
Individual mugs.
Individual mugs, yeah, and very. Of course, I suppose they. I'm not even sure that the barber used him, but yes, I think he did. They have very ornamental things on them. If you had somebody build something for you, and you didn't think much of his work, would you call him a jackleg carpenter?
Yeah, something of that sort.
Is that jackleg applied to anything else?
Anything that anyone or a horse that didn't work exactly right, or a person that didn't do neat work, it might be to either one.